Welcome to the Life Hacking Podcast. I'm actually really excited about today's life hack because this answer came to me in a different way just a couple of weeks ago, and I can't wait to share it with the community here because for me, it has actually changed a few things that I do and the way that I do them. Have any of you ever read The Blue Ocean Strategy? It's an incredible book that you can find. If you're a business owner, for example, this is something you have to have. But even if you're not a business owner and you're in a career or you have some goals that you want to accomplish, you got to read this book because it's an incredible book on the power of differentiation. And essentially, the premise behind a blue ocean is anytime there's like a new innovation, something that is not a copycat from something that exists, but something brand new, right? Anytime there's a new innovation, you start this business and it's a new idea and there are no competitors and you are basically living in this wide open, beautiful blue ocean. And then people see what you're doing and they start jumping in, right? And they start jumping in and, you know, in just a matter of a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, all of a sudden people will create a different version of the blue ocean or of the product or service that you provide. And what do? They end up creating this really competitive environment in a specific industry. And just like sharks, they start biting each other, trying to steal market share. And pretty soon there's blood in the water and the ocean turns to a red ocean. And this is kind of an analogy to differentiation, right? Most people, when they start a business, they really focus on differentiating themselves by doing things a little bit differently, right? But the problem is when I talk to a lot of people about how do you market that, the differentiation points they have are things that aren't marketable. For example, having the best service. If you're a business owner and you have differentiated by having better service than your competitors, well, that might be true and that's great and all, but the problem is nobody will believe you if you market it. The only way they'll believe you if they actually experience your product and or your service over a long time. Having incredible service and providing a ton of value, more value than anyone else, can work. It just takes a very, very long time for you to achieve that because it takes other people talking about it after they've experienced your service or your product for it to grow organically. But you can't market that. You can't market trust. You can't market integrity. You can't market service. Why? Because everybody says that and nobody believes it anymore. In fact, most people only believe about 14% of all advertising because why? They expect you to say in your marketing, they expect you to say that you're the best, right? You can't say you're the best. You can't say you have the best service. You can't say that you do it better than everyone else because nobody will believe you. You can show that, but you have to create a bigger differentiating point than that. Now, one of the things I love in the book, 21 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Trout and Reese, one of the most incredible books I've ever read. It's actually more a positioning book than a marketing book. But positioning is super incredible because positioning is actually the space that your product or service actually holds in the mind of your consumers. So if you can hold a particular space in the mind of your consumers, you're gonna win every time. Like, think about the great products that actually do this really well. Apple's one of them. It's funny, I was in a business conference about 3 weeks ago, not the one I referred to in the last podcast, but about 3 weeks ago, I was in a business conference and somebody asked to the audience, there was about 3,000 of us in there, and I don't remember who the speaker was, but they said, hey, how many of you love Apple products? Or I should say, how many of you feel good about Apple and what they're doing? And there were tons of cheers and everything else. And then he said, how many of you feel good about Microsoft? And there were a few cheers, but there were a ton of boos. And then he had people raise their hands. Well, it was clear that Apple had really positioned themselves in such a way that they were in the minds, in a particular space in the minds of the consumers more so than Microsoft, for example. So it was kind of a really cool analogy about a differentiation point. And one of the things that the 21 Immutable Laws of Marketing talks about is being in a category of one. In other words, being a first place in your category. For example, in the soda market, Coca-Cola is the number one market. Pepsi was number two for such a long time, and I'm pretty sure that way to this day. But the problem is you don't ever want to be two, three, or four, because who remembers number two? Who was the first person to land on the moon? Neil Armstrong. Who was the second, right? Now, who was the first person to cross the Atlantic Ocean in an airplane? I think all of you can remember it. Who was the second? None of you can. Here's an interesting point though. Who was the first woman to do it? Amelia Earhart, right? So the first man to do it is remembered, not the second, and the first woman is remembered. That's a great example of if you are not first in your category, create a new category and be first in it. I'll give you a great example. Tesla is a great example of this. SpaceX actually is as well. Elon Musk, one of the great things that he does is he's really good at differentiation. He's really good at taking a category that exists and has existed for a long time and then doing it in such a way that it really holds in the minds of consumer what it is, and he creates a new category and becomes number one in that category. Tesla's a great example because the automotive world, I don't think there's been hardly any successful automotive companies in 100 years since Ford and General Motors and Chrysler, et cetera, right? What did he do? He didn't create just another car. He created a new idea. Yes, it was electric, but electric cars have existed for a long time in terms of they've been around since the early 1900s. They never really hit mass, of course, but the technology has existed for a very long time. But what did he do? He did something very different. Cars drive, you drive cars all the time, but very rarely do cars drive themselves. Very rarely is a car like an iPhone where it updates every month and the whole car changes. Very rarely can you, through an over-the-air update, have the car actually go faster by a half a second. Very rarely does a car go 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. I mean, all of these things, he created a specific new category. Common things, right? Done in an uncommon way. Now, this is the thing I love about differentiation. Differentiation really is doing things, common things, in an uncommon way. SpaceX is a great example of this as well. You can send rockets to space, which has been done since the 1950s. So basically for over 70 years, we've been doing this. You can orbit people around the Earth, right? That's been done for a very long time. But sending rockets to space, turning them around and having them land on the ground or on a barge in the middle of the ocean, now that's uncommon. Taking four non-astronauts, four civilians, sending them to space and orbiting, having them orbit around the Earth for 3 days and then have it come and land, that's uncommon. That happened just a few weeks ago, Inspiration 4. Probably heard about it. They also raised about $200 million through this effort for St. Jude's Hospital. The key to differentiation is doing common things in an uncommon way. If you are a business and you're in a common business where you have basically similar products or services to everyone else, you've got to think about this. How can you create a new category? How can you create a new category in the minds of your consumers? In other words, a new positioning strategies. How can you do common things in a way uncommon way? And how can you make sure that it is marketable? A car driving itself is marketable because no one was doing it before. How can you stand out of a crowd and how can you be uncommon? Because that is how you truly win a new category. Now, some of you, if you have this idea that's in a category of one, that's a new innovation that didn't exist, like Google, for example, before the internet, right? Well, you're going to win because first to market usually always wins. But if you're like 99.9% of all other businesses out there, you're going to have to do that common thing in an uncommon way and figure it out in such a way that you can market it effectively. Now, this is, if you're not a business owner, this is just equally as applicable to you in your life and in your career. If you're in a career, if you really want to stand out to the boss, if you really want to stand out to the people that are around you, start doing the common tasks that you normally have in a very uncommon way. Maybe it's simply by doing them early and be known for it. Maybe it's simply by taking a little bit more time than you normally would to do it the right way. Maybe it's thinking outside of the box more so than anyone else in your business. I've hired a lot of employees over the years, and I found that when I hire employees that work for big businesses, I found that there is a massive learning curve in the startup area that I usually live in. In other words, most of them work in, they're just a number. They work with thousands of other employees. And if they don't step up and rise to high levels of achievement within their own area of influence in their career, well, guess what? They're probably okay because you can be a little bit comfortable in that because there's multiple people to do multiple things. And if you're slacking a little bit, I mean, unless if you're blatant about it, you're probably gonna have a long career. I've had employees like that before where I realized after I pushed them a little bit that they had really never ventured off into anything other than average. Comfort is poison. Comfort in your life is poison. Comfort in your career is poison. Nothing great came out of comfortable. And so many of us are so stuck into the 9-to-5, what I call the hamster wheel of mediocrity, and never get off. Never rise to the person who you were meant to become. And part of doing that is to start doing the common things that you do, the common business that you have, the common job you have, in an uncommon way. You want to stand up? You want to accomplish things you never thought possible? Use this life hack. Start doing common things in an uncommon way. I hope that's really helpful for you guys. I love this principle. I love the principle of differentiation. Part of the reason why I love it so much is because that's why clients hire us. Business hire me and my firm so that we can differentiate them in a way that is very uncommon. All right, guys, until the next podcast, we will see you.